Hey, everybody. I hope you had a great week. This is Marianne Vanilla talking about engagement and B2B sales. And, you know, today I want to talk about cold calling because there are countless opinions about the effectiveness of cold calling. A lot of companies buy marketing automation to avoid what people consider to be cold calling. So the question really begs to be asked is cold calling even a thing anymore? But the term cold calling is actually really outdated. So in 1975, yeah, you would have a name, maybe a lead card, you knew nothing about, you didn't know who worked there, you didn't know a lot of things. And you'd call in, and that was truly a cold call. But a lot of the negativity that you see today about that has actually been produced by sales reps that don't like to call people. And I would say there's a lot of bias attached to the negative viewpoint of cold calling. So really, what is cold calling? In today's environment, all it really is an unscheduled or unplanned phone call. So executives get unplanned phone calls all day. It could be something going on in their division or a customer, somebody they work with. I mean, any number of things cause a phone to ring. But what makes an unscheduled phone call into something they're perceiving as a cold call that gets rejected? And the thing that makes that switch for them is what happens in those few moments at the start of a call. So I've said for years that people do take calls. They just don't take bad calls. So what's the secret sauce of those unplanned calls to make sure that it's a good call for the prospect? You know, I'll give you an example of a bad call, because I can always tell if somebody calling me is gold by appointments or trying to get me to download something, or if they're outsourced and really don't care about anything but their bonus to, you know, get you to do something like take a look at something or opt into a list. And an example of that, a specific one, is last time I was at Dreamforce, I spent some time out on the exhibitor floor, and I found this really cool platform that identified contacts and org charts and things like that. So I spoke with their CEO for a while, and when I got back at my desk, I tried to set up a trial, and the link was broken. I couldn't get in. I tried to register and make it work, and I really didn't have time to spend on it. So a couple weeks later, a very junior level person calls trying to set an appointment with me because I stopped at their booth. And I mentioned, hey, I'm already past that. I took a look at it. I tried to sign up for the trial. The link wasn't working. I wasn't able to get in there. So I tried to contact support. I wasn't able to get with anybody. Can you help me? So that request confused her, because the only thing that she was trained to do is get a sales appointment. And I asked if she had the ability just to shoot an email off to somebody and ask them to get with me so I could do this. And she was completely outside of her abilities and just again asked if I want to talk to a sales rep. So I just said, forget it. I mean, to this date, I never used that platform. That actually seemed like it would have been pretty cool. So that's a very real world example of the types of calls that executives get. So it's not that people won't take calls. It's just the reference point for a lot of those calls is an experience that, like what just happened to me. So the thing is that's often the reference point that a lot of executives that you call are, that's where they're coming from. So the key to make that unscheduled call something that establishes you as a peer, you need to establish a good use of time. You want to have a discussion that right away, through the questions that you're asking and the way that you engage with them, shows that this is a good use of their time. And a lot of things that companies often do kind of sabotage their ability to engage. So they really need to rethink who they put on the front lines, because it actually takes somebody with a very sophisticated skill set to be able to manage and engage and build that kind of rapport. Because all the normal communication cues that are happening in face-to-face, that's all missing. So you've got to have somebody that's so skilled about certain aspects of communication and be so fine-tuned in their understanding of that, that they can call somebody at an unscheduled time, open a dialogue, and that person will have a pretty deep conversation with them. Now, I wrote a LinkedIn article you can find in my posts on my profile about, would you take a call from you? And it really gives a lot of specific steps so that you can take you can really understand what people are experiencing when you call them. So the takeaway here is to develop awareness of what's happening. I'll point you to a couple of articles I wrote on LinkedIn. There's that one, and then another one, cold calls or business calls, which ones do you make? So I'll look forward to staying in touch. You can find me at Vanilla Group on Twitter, and I will look forward to